I'm going to be at the Conscious Life Expo this weekend, and I'm going to be speaking at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. And my next guest, Mae McCarthy, is also going to be speaking. Now, Mae has this wonderful, incredible background. She is has co-founded and grown six successful companies in her 30-year career, with the largest growing over $100 million in annual revenues. She credits her success to these principles described in her book, The Path to Wealth. And she really explains in The Path to Wealth what it means and how to utilize what we talk about so much on the show about gratitude, the law of attraction, and action, and different emotional tools, but to create massive success. And she does this in such a gentle, grounded, matter-of-fact way. I thank you so much for being back on my show, Mae McCarthy. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, Lisa, thank you for having me on.
I'm having fun.
Yay!
This is a good thing. So tell me if you can, and if you could start off a little bit talking about your background and how you married these two concepts of being an angel investor to talking about spiritual principles.
Well, that's pretty easy, actually. What I decided to do, for the last 35 years, I've been using New Thought spiritual principles in my personal life. And I've also had an opportunity to start and grow seven different companies, and I guess our largest is well over $100 million in annual revenues.
Wow.
And what I found is that if I could combine tried and true goal attainment techniques that we use in business and combine it with gratitude and this spiritual idea of an intelligence that is beyond our rational mind, if we could tap into that and essentially make it a partner of ours and use the repetition that we use in business, which is to revisit our goals on almost a daily basis as though they're already complete. You know, in business, we project things. We look at our business and we say, okay, next quarter, we want to have this many sales. Next quarter, we want to be efficient and have these kinds of costs. Next quarter, we want to have these kinds of customer growth opportunities. So we're constantly looking at the future as though it's already complete. Mm. So we can use those same techniques in our personal lives, in our finances, in our relationships, in our health. If we start to describe what it is that we want, as though we've already achieved it with gratitude, and we revisit those goals on a daily basis using a really simple, simple system for success that I describe in my book, if you do that every single day, you can't help but be successful. You can't help but receive intuitive messages from your spiritual partner to guide and direct you to make those goal attainment statements true and receive what you want.
I have heard this in a totally different way just now, and I really love the way that you just explained that. So business projections, where corporations have projections in terms of sales projections and for shareholders and stockholders and so forth, those are essentially law of attraction and action, right?
Pretty much. What we're doing is we're describing what it is that we want.
Mm-hmm.
And then we use not only practical tools, of course, as part of our business skill set, but we also enable intuitive information to show up. Three of the most successful people, actually, I can think of 100, but three just off the top of my head that are incredibly successful people use this technique. You know, you think of somebody that's the wealthiest man in the world, and you often hear names like Bill Gates. Well, Bill Gates says often you have to rely on intuition. So in addition to using practical business tools for his success, he's also relying on this intuitive sense, this intuitive messaging that we all have access to. Steve Jobs said you actually have to have courage to follow your heart and intuition, because often, you know, until we get into a relationship of understanding how this spiritual intuition shows up for us, whether it's a gut instinct or a thought that flies into our head or maybe a message through somebody else or a sign, as we build up that level of trust through this daily meeting practice that I describe in my book, we're going to have courage to take some steps because we don't know what the outcome's going to be.
Now, the book is The Path to Wealth, and you said a daily meeting practice. What is that?
Yeah. So every morning you're going to set aside 30 minutes to have a meeting with your spiritual partner, the source of your intuition, this divine intelligence and creative source that has information that's beyond your rational mind. Mm-hmm. Each day you're going to have a planning meeting with four steps that will go over your goals as though they're already completed. And then throughout the day, you'll do steps 5 and 6, which will enable you to have sort of this conversation. You're going to get intuitive thoughts and leads and ideas and maybe even messages from other people. And you're going to either take the step. You might have a thought to call someone. You might have a gut instinct to do something or go somewhere. You either do it, you take action, or if you're unsure, if it doesn't make sense, if you're feeling kind of scared, just simply ask your spiritual partner, who I endearingly refer to as my chief spiritual officer or CSO, but you can call it anything you want. You'll just ask for another lead. Just say, CSO, I don't know if that message is from you. I need another lead. And you'll get another feeling in your gut or a sense of awareness or a sign. I even asked for another lead whether or not to do business with a Fortune 20 company once upon a time in one of my businesses. And I drove across a bridge and looked up and saw a billboard that said, your fortune will be made in San Diego. And that happened to be where that company was located. And I just cracked up because I knew that message was for me.
Ah, I got it. So you really just get into a beautiful space. Are you going to be teaching any of these steps at the lecture that you're doing at Conscious Life? And by the way, this is at noon on Sunday at the Conscious Life Expo that Mae McCarthy is going to be speaking. Are you going to teach any of those processes there?
I am. We are going to go over briefly the 7 steps in that workshop, in that lecture. So I'll have a handout for everybody, and they'll be fully equipped by the time they leave the lecture.
Fantastic. Well, the Conscious Life Expo has done a wonderful job in donating 10 passes. Now, these are premium passes to access to all of the keynotes, the panels, the post-conference, the permaculture live streams at the 2017 Conscious Life Expo. And so this includes 71 hours of inspiring live streams, and they're available for viewing for 90 days. 11 keynote speakers, 3 Monday post-conference seminars, 9 plaza panel discussions, and the complete permaculture program. And these are, you know, incredible speakers this year. Mae McCarthy is one of them, John Perkins, Vandana Shiva, who we spoke with last week, James Van Prague. I'm going to be speaking on Saturday as well, so please call us, 818-985-KPFK, 818-985-5735, and please give us a call. These are usually valued, if you add all of these things up, to about over $900. If you call us here at KPFK, this is a value to you of $150. It is a $150 pledge, I should say, to this wonderful radio station. And it is for $150 pledge. We'll give you the live stream premium pass, which includes all of these hours of live streams, everything. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. So, and also you can catch Mae's lecture on Sunday at noon. So what you mentioned there with your CSO meeting at 30 minutes every single morning, what happens, Mae, if you are not feeling open to that conversation, if you're feeling so stuck and so closed because you're in so much fear of your business tanking? How do you get through that fear in order to be open to something like a meditation session to receive information?
Right. Well, these 4 steps in the morning are not meditative. These are action. You're going to read something that puts you into a receptive mood and then write out a gratitude letter, read that letter out loud with emotion, and then Imagine seeing yourself in the completed goal. Those are the four steps. And we expand on that substantially in the workshops. But the idea is that you're taking action. That if you're stuck in fear, if you've got this record player of fear going around in your head over and over and over again, you have to use your spoken word to get through it. You have to use your spoken word to demolish that record and enable an intuitive thought to get through. I mean, think about the last time you were really worried or scared or upset about something. You know, could anybody have a conversation with you at the same time? Probably not, because you were completely consumed in that fear. Mm-hmm. Well, the same thing is true when you're working with your spiritual partner. You have to get yourself to a place of calm so you notice the intuitive directions. And the way that you do that is through your spoken word. You can't speak something positive out loud and have a fear thought going at exactly the same time. Your spoken word will win out. One of my very favorite teachers was published in 1925, and her name is Florence Scovel Shinn. And she said that we can't always control our thoughts, but true, we can control our words.
So?
And it's through repetition of the spoken word that we impress the subconscious mind. And once we do that, we become masters of everything.
I do a lot of praying out loud. I do a lot of asking God and the universe and whoever will listen for things in my car.
Yeah.
It's like the minute the door shuts, I have this permission to just just to talk.
Right. And when you're asking
great
or describing the completed goal as though you've already achieved it, it adds extra power to it.
Yeah, it definitely helps too when you have that, when you're realizing everything is taken care of and this is this is growing as planned and these goals are being met, it gives you such a sense of stress relief as well. Pretty sure those chemicals stop releasing of the cortisol and they start to go into serotonin releasing. I'm pretty sure it's a different neurochemical. It's felt.
Well, what I find fun are all the people that contact me via email or Facebook, and they tell me, oh my gosh, I've been using this new partnership that you describe, and my life is so much easier now. I don't have to do everything. You know, my job is to figure out what I want, and my CSO's job is to create the path and give me directions on what steps to take.
Right.
I don't have to figure it all out anymore. Life really is a lot more fun when you're partnering with this source of intuition.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It is basically always the way I have created the Aware Show. My business partners have always been the divine.
Yeah.
It's been interesting. And then, of course, all the wonderful people that help me within the show as well. So, All right. So let's let our audience know here. Conscious Life Expo is this weekend. It is really one of the most exciting energies to be a part of as well. We have a couple of passes here that you can do for a donation. $150 donation. You can either get the live stream, which includes everything, the 71 hours of inspiring content and keynotes and Mae McCarthy speaking, and I'm speaking on Saturday, so all of that. Or you can pledge for, if you want to just attend in person, it's an admission for the Friday, Saturday, Sunday attendance, and you get to see all the free things, the films, the film festival, and lectures, exhibit halls, and so forth. So there's two different levels here. One's called Silver Pass, and the other one's a Premium Pass. It's the same donation. It depends on if you want to go in person or watch it on a live stream. It's a $150 donation to the station. Just tell the volunteers in the phone room if you want to do the live stream or if you want to go in person. Either way, they can work it out for you. 818-985-KPFK. Please join us. It is incredible, cutting-edge, transformational information. It is also really fun to be there because there are thousands of like-minded people with fun booths and lots of great giveaways and terrific content via the lectures and the people that you meet. It's really a fun energy. There's luncheons, there's awards ceremony, there's all sorts of stuff happening at the Conscious Life Expo. It's really a fun, and it's grown so much in the last decade that they've been doing this. So it's a really fun and environment to be a part of. So the number here, 818-985-KPFK. It is 3 days. It starts Friday. No, it doesn't. It starts Saturday. It's Friday. Friday the 10th, 11th, and 12th. And then there's a seminars on the 13th. So 818-985-KPFK. Just tell the volunteers in the phone room in what way you want to attend. And it's a $150 donation to the station. And they will get the emails and make sure that you're really super clear about that so that they can send you these passes and contact you on how you're going to get the passes.
Right, and it's being held right at the Hilton, isn't it?
Oh, thank you. Yes, in the LAX Hilton, very local here in LA. And I'm sure that you'll be doing a book signing afterwards, right?
I will be. And I'm so excited to see everybody. This is a really, really one-of-a-kind event. If people haven't been before, they really should treat themselves to donating to the station and being able to go. This is an amazing opportunity. That's
yes.
A great deal for a donation.
It's fantastic. And actually, my Sunday opened up, so I will be able to see you. I'm very excited.
Oh, fabulous.
So we'll connect and meet, and I think that's super, super great. So.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I know, me too. And hey, it's going to be kind of a rainy weekend here in LA, so go to the expo and stay inside and have a really good time with lots of great food and a film festival and fantastic lectures and like-minded people. And the time just flies. It's a lot of fun and restaurants and all sorts of ways to connect. So please join us there, 818-985-KPFK. Just for a few more minutes here. And then May's lecture is on Sunday at noon. Mine is on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And I'm lecturing with Jennifer McLean, which is going to be really great.
Fun.
Yes. About the new you in extreme times. So let me just ask you a quick question about these times that we are in, May, in terms of, are you hearing from people that there is uncertainty or is it business as usual? What is your experience?
Well, you know, there's different kinds of people that I interact with. I mean, all over the place. I travel probably 200,000 miles a year, and
wow.
I go coast to coast and internationally. So I'm in lots of different kinds of environments. And what I find is that people are having a self-discovery about just how powerful they are. And I love that you and so many other thought leaders are really helping people to wake up. Mm. And what we forget sometimes, we forget to remember just exactly how powerful we are. And that what we need to do is stay focused on what we're for. What is it that we want? We want a harmonious world where we all treat each other with respect
yeah.
and operate in peace and
mm-hmm.
safety.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we sometimes can forget that and we start complaining about what it is that we don't want. And we forget how powerful we are because we will see evidence. We will absolutely see evidence of whatever it is that we're putting our words, thoughts, and emotions on.
Mm.
So let's be mindful. Let's all get together. Let's all start to think about the world that works for everyone. Let's all start to think about everyone being prosperous and abundant and free.
Hmm.
Let's start thinking about what we're for instead of describing what we're against.
I agree. You are doing the good work. And that's one of the gifts in the massive chaos that is ensuing at this point is that it's allowing the light to arise. And we couldn't
yeah.
see the light without the certain level of confusion and darkness that's happening. And this is what I feel is a huge, I'm very, very hopeful about our future. And exactly what you said, what we see is what you're putting in your mind is eventually what will come to be. So instead
Absolutely.
Of viewing the fear and sucking yourselves into the fear, let's look at what's possible and make this a movement, which is what we're doing through Conscious Media, through the AWARE show, through KPFK, Mae McCarthy's work and everything. Stay on the high level here, people. This is what this is all about, and we're a giant tribe doing the same thing. So thank you. Thank you for listening, and thanks for being a guest again, May. I so appreciate your work.
Oh, thank you so much. I look forward to meeting you this weekend.
Yes, I'm so excited. That all just happened. So I'll contact you. We'll get together. And for my listeners, please just call right now, 818-985-KPFK, and ask them for the passes for the Conscious Life Expo. It's a $150 donation to the station. You can either go in person or watch the whole thing on live stream. And I love you and thank you. Until next time, I invite you to stay aware.